Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. In the project and export finance space on our essentials news front, Saudi Water Partnership Company received four proposals for its Jubail 3B independent water producer project on 1st of November. And on the 29th of October, the IFC issued a request for expression of interest from consulting firms to assist Bangladesh's central bank, Bangladesh Bank, to co-develop guidelines and standards on green bonds. Responses are due by the 10th of November, and the IFC anticipates the selected advisor to start next month. Over in the commodity finance space, Perth-headquartered Ironbark Zinc has secured a letter of interest with the Export-Import Bank of the United States, with the ECA considering financing up to $308 million of the company's Citron Zinc-led project in Greenland. Polymetal has agreed the first $125 million green loan in the Russian metals and mining industry with Société Générale, and London-headquartered Tullow Oil has completed its twice-yearly redetermination of its reserve-based lending facility with $1.8 billion of debt capacity approved by lenders. And last by no means least in the trade finance sphere, Guyana-based Demerara Bank has joined the Trade Finance Facilitation Program of the Inter-American Development Bank. Chile's state-owned miner, Codelco, the world's largest copper producer, has reported an 80% increase in its profits for the first 9 months of the year to $1.1 billion amid an increase in production. And the EBRD is strengthening Serbia's agribusiness potential with a 25 million euro loan to Soja Protein, a producer of soya bean concentrates. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.